This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As presidential hopefuls continue to battle one another for their party's nominations, the candidates are courting the votes of one of the nation's largest demographics, women.
Since women's suffrage nearly a century ago, we've seen issues like workplace equality and reproductive rights take the spotlight. This is due in part to the feminist movement and its activists who advocated that women are entitled to the same basic freedoms that men have.
But the term feminist has been a double-edged sword in recent American politics. Some embrace the label, others distance themselves from it.
In this year's presidential race, candidates like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are picking up the banner of feminist, and some, like former GOP candidate Carly Fiorina, included conversations about feminism in her campaign without explicitly calling herself a feminist. Joining us now to talk about feminism and the 2016 presidential race is Claire Foran, associate editor of The Atlantic. Claire, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what kinds of arguments are unfolding today about what the word feminist means in the 2016 election?
Well, I think that there's been arguments that have kind of split along a political divide. So as you mentioned, Carly Fiorina, who just dropped out of the race, she had sort of advanced her own definition of feminism, and that sort of sparked debate over, you know, can you be a conservative feminist? What's the difference between kind of a liberal or progressive and a conservative version of feminism? So you have that political split. And then you also have, on the Democratic side, sort of this generational divide. Where you have younger and older women kind of debating what it means to be feminist.
Does saying that you're a feminist today have more political weight, maybe even some baggage, at least this election cycle, compared to other cycles?
Well, I think that you certainly are seeing in this election cycle the controversy that can come along with attempts to sort of stake a claim to a definition of what feminism means. And you've particularly seen that in light of Hillary Clinton's campaign, comments made by Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem talking sort of about they've made comments that have been interpreted by some to sort of imply, you know, women should vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman and if they consider themselves feminists. And that's sparked a lot of backlash.
And we have some clips of that, some of those statements you're talking about, including, as you said, longtime feminist activist Gloria Steinem, who had this to say on Real Time with Bill Maher.
And when you're young, you're thinking, you know, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie or, you know.
Ooh. Now, if I said that...
No.
Interesting comment there. It does sort of set up this divide between sort of older school feminists and how young women might consider themselves feminists today, what it means to them. How would you say that the comments like that are being dissected and understood by women who are voting in this election?
Well, I think it's been interesting to see the reaction to Gloria Steinem's comment. It's, you know, various people have tried to parse what exactly she meant, and she herself later sort of said she misspoke. But the backlash has been interesting. A lot of younger women felt that it was sort of an insulting comment that it was essentially implying, you know, that they were chasing after boys, and that was the only reason why maybe they'd support Sanders. But I think it does speak to this generational divide that we're seeing in the poll numbers. Hillary Clinton is doing better with older women and younger women. She's losing those voters to Bernie Sanders in a lot of polling data. So I think it sort of reflects this split, and that's been interesting to see.
Does that mean, do you think, that older women are more likely to feel some sort of loyalty to maybe the feminist movement as they understood it from earlier days and as they understand it now, or that younger women are just maybe considering a gender as one part of a bigger package of who a candidate is?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's impossible to say that there's one reason for it because, you know, women are obviously a diverse voting bloc, and different women might have different reasons, you know, for picking the candidate. Well, certainly do have different reasons for picking the candidate they want to support. But I think that the point you made of younger women seeing gender as sort of one category and kind of a broad array of things that they're going to consider is an interesting point, and there has been speculation that younger generations view feminism in this more intersectional lens where they consider how things like what a candidate is like and issues of class and race and how those can kind of intersect with things like women's issues. And so maybe a candidate's gender is not going to be the most important criteria for younger feminists.
We're talking with Claire Foran right now, associate editor at The Atlantic, and she's joining us to talk about the role feminism is having in the 2016 election. A comment here from Bernard, this came in via email, who said, gender is immaterial to Hillary's record. Women in general would benefit far more from a Sanders presidency. And that's something that both male supporters of Sanders and women supporters are saying, that you know, I can be a feminist and vote for a man because the policies they think are there to benefit women in a Sanders candidacy.
Yeah, and I think that some, you know, some younger feminists would even say it's sexist to tell me that I should be voting as a feminist for a candidate simply because she's women, because is a woman, because that would be kind of a reductive way of looking at it. And I certainly think there are a lot of younger feminists who would say that Bernie Sanders, they believe, would be a better feminist candidate.
And we have a clip of Carly Fiorina as well, a former GOP candidate. She's now dropped out of the race. And here she is speaking with the Wall Street Journal last year.
To me, a feminist is any woman who chooses her own life. Whether she chooses to run for president or chooses to have five children and homeschool them, a woman has to have the opportunity to use her God-given gifts. Women are half the potential of this nation.
So Carly Fiorina getting in on what her definition is, I guess, is that... is that a problem for women, that there is sort of an open debate about what being a feminist means if you're a woman hoping to get other women to vote for you and no one can really agree on what the point of feminism is? Then you don't really have a unified voting bloc.
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that there's never been, you know, one singular definition of feminism. So debate that's cropping up in this election cycle, you know, it may be a debate of a bit of a different nature. It may be debate that's sort of particularly suited to this time and era, but it's not new or anything unusual to sort of have contested definitions of what it means to be feminist. So in that sense, you know, it shouldn't be that surprising that we're having these types of conversations.
But it seems like if you look at, say, the feminist movement in the 60s, it might have seemed more likely then for the crowning achievement of the feminist movement to have a woman in the White House, and it doesn't seem like feminists agree on that.
Yeah, I do think that that's something that, you know, when you look at the way that Madeleine Albright has talked about, sort of her comments have been, you know, she has this famous line of there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. And it's a very gender based idea, this idea that, you know, you elevate women and then that's a win for the feminist movement. And I don't know that younger feminists necessarily agree with that.
So with Carly Fiorina dropping out of the race, I mean, she was approaching feminism from a conservative perspective, Hillary and maybe some of her supporters from a more liberal perspective. But it seemed as though because those issues were both being talked about, you didn't get this narrative that, okay, feminism is mainly the domain of lefties or liberals. It was sort of, okay, this is something that everybody can talk about from both sides. Now that she's gone, what happens to that political analysis of feminism?
Yeah, I think that was an interesting aspect of Carly Fiorina's candidacy. Is she was essentially, in some ways, she was agreeing with some of the basic premises that liberal or progressive feminists often put forward. She talked about the idea that the playing field isn't equal for women. She called attention to issues such as, you know, underrepresentation of women on atop the corporate ladder, the prevalence of sexism in the workplace. So she was essentially kind of validating these central ideas that a lot of progressives would say are true and are problems that we should be thinking about. And I think that created a situation where then you could have a debate about, well, what do we do about it? And Carly Fiorina, as this conservative candidate, she would have had a very different answer to that question of what are the solutions than somebody like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. But having her in the race agreeing on those initial premises at least opened the door for that debate. And I think now that debate on the Republican side may be non-existent. And it's sort of going to be an issue potentially that Republicans are sort of ceding almost to the liberals in the race.
We're talking to Claire Foran right now, associate editor at The Atlantic, to talk about the role that feminism is having in the 2016 election. And we want to know what you think. Do you see feminism taking a prominent role in this election? Do you see a generational divide maybe between older and younger feminists? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post your comments and your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now about what it means to be a feminist, what feminism means in the 2016 presidential race. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about feminism and politics? How do you see it all playing out in the 2016 candidates? What do you think of the party's visions of the role of women in society, legal protections for them? Any individual candidates that you're liking or not when you think about them in this way? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post online at the Central Time Facebook page.
Claire Foran stays with us. She is an associate editor at The Atlantic. And so, Claire, looking at where we are now, Carly Fiorina out of the race, Hillary Clinton had a couple of heavy hitters from the feminist movement, Gloria Steinem, Madeleine Albright, trying to go to bat for her, and that backfired. Where does Hillary Clinton go now with this?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that it's clear that, as you said, you know, there was certainly backlash to this sort of latest wave of feminist icons kind of speaking out in support of her candidacy or talking about, you know, sort of the dynamics of feminism in the race. And so I think that, you know, that's really highlighted this generational divide. And it seems like right now the sort of demographic group that Hillary Clinton is kind of struggling to appeal to within this conversation is sort of the younger women. So, you know, I would imagine that her campaign is probably acutely aware of that data and is probably thinking about ways that it can kind of appeal to this younger generation.
So speaking of data, there was some about, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years ago that younger women, probably more in the millennial generation, weren't as keen to be identified as feminists. Do you think that that is still true? And if so, is that having any bearing here?
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting question to look at. I mean, there's been some data to suggest that, you know, sometimes people, women or people in general are hesitant to call themselves feminists, even if they believe in many of sort of the underlying qualities that people would often associate with feminism, such as sort of equality for men and women. So I think that they're, you know, there's sort of the whole question of who actually adopts this label. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see how that might be playing out in the race. It's possible that that younger women may not even, the idea of sort of the feminist label might not even be resonant with some younger voters. And perhaps that might be another kind of generational split as well.
Now, the Sanders campaign has gotten some criticism for some Bernie supporters. Bernie Sanders has been saying, and they've been called the Bernie Bros. These are men who have been critical of Clinton supporters, especially women who support her. And this has been happening online. Can you talk about what that might be doing to the political conversation here?
Yeah, I mean, the it's funny, the Bernie Bros, there's been, you know, not everybody agrees kind of who should be kind of called a Bernie bro. I mean, that term is often sort of thrown around in the case where sort of Bernie Sanders supporters in online kind of forums are using maybe like sexist kind of language. And, you know, I think that that's that's been kind of a flashpoint for this debate, to the extent that I think some people wonder, you know, how much support for Sanders versus Clinton cleaves along these gendered lines. And there's sort of that question of, you know, does he get away with things that Clinton doesn't get away with because she's a woman candidate? You know, one thing that a lot of people cite in their reasons why they like Sanders is because he's so, you know, he can be very unkempt. He speaks off the cuff. Sometimes he sounds very angry. And those tend to be qualities that people who like Sanders say they really like about him. They say that that's a sign of authenticity. And I do think there's a real question of, you know, if you applied those same traits, if Clinton, you know, yelled more, if she had sort of an unkempt appearance, I think there's a real question of, you know, would she get that same reaction, or is there a double standard at play? And I think with the Bernie bros, people have been sort of critical of that. Maybe subset of supporters have raised those questions and said, you know, is there sort of sexism kind of at play in the support for Sanders versus Clinton?
We're going to take a caller right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we'll go first to Barbara in Marshfield. Barbara, hi.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to respond a little bit because I feel like that we're really using an antiquated term here. Feminism, that's an old term. And it's got kind of a negative tone, too. I agree with some of what they said before. It kind of labels us if we talk about our rights as women or backing each other. And right now, it's almost as if we're trying to put a negative swing on the Clinton campaign by just talking about it. And it's almost as if the media keeps digging up this feminism as a negativity.
Barbara, I want to get Claire's response to that. We've only got a little bit of time left here. So, Claire, what do you say to that? Barbara, thinking there that using the word the mantle of feminism is not going to help Hillary Clinton's campaign, and that it sounds like the media and maybe Hillary should not be using that if she wants to move forward here.
Well, I do think, some people really have a negative reaction to the label of feminism, and I think that there's different reasons why people reject the term, and there could be sort of a wide array of reasons why people may not like the term. But I think one reason is that sometimes people think that, you know, just to label anybody in any way can be divisive. And I do think that perhaps you know, it's something that Clinton... So I think the Clinton campaign has this sort of challenge, which is that on the one hand, in this election in particular, the campaign has really been emphasizing this historic nature of her candidacy as potentially the first woman president. And that wasn't something that they emphasized as much last time Clinton was running for president. And I think that the campaign sees that as a potential strength. But on the flip side, you know, the more you talk about things like that, the more that, you know, that's not quite the same as using the feminist label, but I think it does, you know, highlighting kind of gender potentially for some of the same reasons that people might not like that label of feminism. Some people might find that to be kind of divisive. They might find it to be kind of insulting that you would kind of reduce a candidacy to something like that. So I think these are all kind of things that the campaign, you know, is inevitably thinking about and trying to kind of thread the needle on.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Barbara. And we're going to go next to Mark in Richland Center. Mark, hi.
I'd like to ask the question, what does the definition or self-claim of being a feminist mean by comparison of, say, Jill Stein to Hillary Clinton, when Jill Stein is against all the wars that we're engaged in, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State engaging in a lot of those wars? How does one claim to be a feminist? And what does the stance on war mean as regards one's definition of a feminist?
All right, Mark, thanks for that. Clear thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting question because it sort of gets into, you know, if you're going to define yourself as a feminist, to what extent does that become a lens through which you tackle maybe other things that might not immediately seem like a women's issue? So something like conflict. And I think for somebody like, for any candidate that uses the term feminism, I don't know that that's immediately apparent. Most of the candidates who've talked about feminism have you know, given sort of their interpretation of it. Hillary Clinton has, her most basic definition has been to say, I believe in equal rights. A feminist is by definition someone who believes in equal rights. And so that's kind of that, you know, I guess helps us understand how she thinks about it, but it doesn't necessarily answer, you know, these other questions such as how does that then apply to these other issues that maybe don't fall within that sphere of sort of gender equality or women's rights.
Well, Mark, thank you for that call. And Claire, thank you to you. We leave it there.
Thank you.
That was Claire Foran, an associate editor at The Atlantic. She wrote an article called Defeat for Feminism, detailing Carly Fiorina's exit from the presidential race. And you can find that on the Central Time Facebook page. Check it out and leave us a comment while you're there.